Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back from his one-day vacation, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. And don't even ask me where those days have gone, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. But I wasn't at the lake, that's for sure.
You weren't at the lake, no. But you know, we didn't get as much rain here on Saturday as we thought we would, as I thought we would. But then Saturday night into Sunday, we got quite a bit of rain. It was amazing.
There were some pretty good thunderstorms around as well. You're absolutely right. This is an ongoing problem. When you're dealing with summer-type convection, it's very, very difficult to tell you when it will rain, how much, and who will get the most. So that's the unfortunate thing. And I think everybody's getting rain starting tomorrow night and into Thursday. So everybody's getting rain there. Then we'll see how the heat plays out over the weekend as far as causing any local thunderstorm activity. Because anything we do get over the weekend will be strictly local. Nothing will be widespread or regional. So today, just cherish it. Sunny, warm, and dry, low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Very cool this morning. What do you have up there, Marshall? Upper 40s?
No, right now it's 51, but when I left my house, it was 49.7. So I'll call. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. 44.9. So it was 45 degrees when I left my house this morning. I've got a turtleneck on because that's chilly. That's chilly.
It is chilly, but you won't see anything that cold or that cool for a long time. We'll have some sun with increasing clouds Wednesday, 80. And then showers will develop late Wednesday night after midnight. Showers and a scattered thunderstorm Thursday. Like I said, everybody will get the rain on Thursday, 75 to 80. Behind that system, sunny, hot, moderately humid, low 90s Friday. Saturday, mid-90s with sun and moderate humidity. And about the same on Sunday. Some places across interior New England could see 100 degrees on Sunday.
Well, that's not, is that us, hopefully?
Maybe not. I would think my thinking right now is more toward eastern New England, but away from the shore, of course, like inland areas. I would say from northeast Connecticut, northern Rhode Island, up through the central and eastern sections of Massachusetts and into portions of New Hampshire.
All right. So we won't get the 100.
That doesn't matter, though. Yeah, I mean, you may be at 97, so there's not too much of a difference between 97 and 100.
No, there isn't, and I'll take either one.
I'm glad you will.
But you won't be going to the lake?
I have my doubts. I mean, I'll probably go up Saturday, but if Saturday night turns out being a very close night up there, you know, remember, no electric, no air conditioning. I'll just come home. I do have work to do up there, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. It includes scraping the dock and then restaining it. And I think it's going to be too hot to do that.
Oh, it'll be too sticky to do that. There's no doubt about that.
It'll
never dry properly. Right. It won't dry properly. And you also might get a thunderstorm where that'll really, really screw it up.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. So I don't know. I guess we'll just leave it. It's Tuesday. We'll leave it up in the air and see how yours truly also feels. Because lately, just dragging.
I understand that. You know what happened to me this morning? I came, and you'll appreciate this. I told it to Mike. I came in and the Vimeo camera, which we use to broadcast live on Facebook for the first hour, required an update. All right, so I pushed the update button. I went on to do other things. It pops back up. They totally changed the interface. They totally changed. They offered now we can broadcast live on Vimeo as well. But it took me 25 extra minutes to figure out how to get what I wanted to have back on. You know, Pat, take 25 minutes out of your normal routine. You're backed up for the rest of the day.
Especially during morning drive.
Yeah. People don't understand. Oh boy, Marshall and Pat, they talk about working. Our mornings from like 4 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock are insane.
They are, and what people don't actually realize, because they have to talk for a living. Yeah, we do. We have to talk for a living. We have to have all our stuff together. But the one thing that most people don't have to do that we do is keep a close eye on the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, people just don't realize when you live by the clock, it is just, it's very stressful. We have to make sure that we're on time with everything. And not only live when we're on the air, but Marshall, you know, you could tell them, you know, a lot of radio stations will turn around to me and say, listen, you know, your weather cuts have to be 22 seconds, no longer. Your weather cuts have to be 27. Yours have to be 30. You know, so you have to constantly, even when recording, you have to keep your eye on the clock to make sure that you're going to time out all of your recordings correctly, as well as when you're on live. And Marshall's very flexible. I mean, we have to be out by 7 o'clock. That's easy. You know, we have a fair enough time to talk. But there are other radio stations that tell me, okay, we're going to hit you at 30. Please be out by 31. Yeah. And we have to be out by 31. So it's constantly watching the clock. And people wonder, you know, when you go to a party and stuff like that, I always find myself watching, you know, taking out my cell phone, looking at the time. Not for nothing, just because I'm in a habit of doing that.
Well, that's really what people don't realize. Being on the air is only 3% of our job. Mm-hmm. 3% of the job, and the easiest part of the job. The rest is I get up every morning at 3:15. I go over 16 different news sources. Mm-hmm. This is at home. I send to the station what I think I'm going to use. Then I get into the station. I arrange those how I'm going to use them. I record them. I set them up for my newscast. And then I check the downloads I get from NPR that have to start and run today. I check our phone for any news. By that time, it's now 5:50. And I've got 10 minutes to come into the studio and get everything lined up for what I want to do. And if something happens like this morning where I'm in the studio working on one thing for 20 minutes, that means I'm shot. It's crazy. Yeah. We're not complaining because we love what we do, but it's not as free and easy as you think it is.
it really, really isn't. You're right. I mean, like I look at a lot of the weather the day before I go on the air to see what has happened. I need to look at the whole country because our weather, you know, it's not just here. Our weather comes from the west, south, all over the place. So I need to know that. And then, of course, in the morning, just like Marshall has to get all the news together, I have to get all the weather together. And there's so many computer models I have to look at. Even on a day like today, that is beautiful. You would say, well, why? What are you digging so deep for? Well, not necessarily for today, but I have to look at today so I could see what's happening tomorrow, the next day. Yeah. And of course, people are already pushing me. What do you think about 4th of July? What do you think about 4th of July? I'll tell you right now what I think about 4th of July. I think it's going to be a hot and humid 4th of July. And Mother Nature, just like I said in the long range forecast, is going to compete with the fireworks.
Speaking about that.
Yes.
The fireworks for this year at Lime Rock Park, put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club, are on the 30th. Which is, of course,
this Sunday, this Saturday, right?
And so you mentioned thunderstorms. Think that day is looking okay for?
I would think it's looking okay. I mean, if anything were to develop this weekend, it would be homegrown and local.
Okay, so it would be spotty. Yeah,
it would be very spotty. I would give you guys right now less than a 30% chance of a thunderstorm.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
So all right. Maybe hot, maybe humid. But again, I don't see too much in the way of fireworks over the weekend. So it will be highly, highly localized. And that's it.
People have been asking me, what's the official day to celebrate July 4th? What's July 4th? Because it's right smack dab in the middle of the week.
Right in the middle of the week.
I mean, you know, if they don't move the celebration of July 4th.
No.
They might move it a little bit if it's on like a Sunday or something like that, or a Monday or a Friday, but it's in the middle of the week.
And they don't move Christmas, so they don't move New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Or Thanksgiving, for that matter.
They are what they are.
Thanksgiving is always Thursday.
They are what they are.
That's it.
So anyway, so yeah. So well, anyways, this is what we're looking like right now. This is it, huh?
This is it. Unfortunately, this is it. So you know, enjoy today. I think it's really probably the best day of the week.
Well, I know that, well, for me, whenever it's hot, it's going to be the best day of the week. But I'll still take today. I'll still take today because...
That's nice of you, Marshall.
You know, it's just, it is what it is, you know?
Right.
Anyways. Well, all right. Well, I guess we managed to do it again, Pat.
Which is?
Get through the first hour of the day for me.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. And here we are at 7 o'clock, so everybody have a great day. And we'll be back tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you then.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio with a check on our tri-state forecast.